Today for our heart practice, we'll continue with the loving kindness meditation practice. And we've practiced sending kind thoughts to ourselves, to a benefactor, someone we feel grateful to, a dear friend, someone who makes us smile and that we feel close to. And the next category in the traditional metta practice is that of the neutral person, what's called the neutral category. And by neutral, it means somebody that we don't have a strong charge with, a strong connection with, either positive or negative, but we know that they're around and they haven't quite activated our hearts one way or another. In this category, it might sound kind of bland. It might sound not very exciting or interesting, but it's actually a very profound category, because most of the people in the world you don't know. Most of the people that you pass on the street, you don't have much feeling one way or another, and generally they just pass us by. And the heart isn't touched. There's nothing wrong with that, not to feel guilty. It would be quite extraordinary to be moved and touched by every person and living being that we pass. It would be hard to get anything done, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. But to know that everybody has the potential and the power to open our hearts and awaken our hearts if we can just give a bit of attention and feel that connection that's there. So whoever it is that you might pick for this neutral category is really a representative for 7 billion plus people, not to mention the non-beings as well, of which there's so many more. Every living being shares this planet with us, every living being on this planet. Every living being, just like us, wants to be happy, wants to feel safe, wants to fulfill whatever their life is. So as we do this neutral category, just see that you have the capacity and potential to be touched by any living being. And with this category, you would pick somebody who you see and or are somewhat familiar with, but as I said, not a real reaction. And you might pick someone on this retreat who maybe you have noticed or who sits near you or who might sit across the table from you and you're aware of. Or you might pick somebody from your home, perhaps a neighbor that you see regularly, or somebody who works in a store that you visit regularly, or a coworker, just somebody who you know is around but don't have a particular heart connection with, and let them be the object of your heart practice. So first, we'll spend a few moments on ourself and either a loved one or a benefactor, and then we'll go to that neutral category. So once again, first, let your attention rest in your heart center. If you like and find it helpful, you can physically touch your heart. But whatever helps you stay connected, and just imagine breathing in and out a kind, loving energy from around you. And let it fill your being, fill and touch the good heart that's right in there, that would like to feel more loving and caring, even if it's not always there. And to breathe out through that heart center and radiate those thoughts and that energy out. It's becoming a vessel of goodwill. Don't strain, don't try hard, don't go for anything more intense than just a feeling of goodwill and kindness. And allow whatever is here to be here. And just feel the wholesomeness of that. And then send a few kind thoughts to yourself, to that place that has been showing up all of these days, whether things have been difficult or lovely, that place that really wants to grow and wake up. Just appreciate that for a moment. And send some kind thoughts to yourself. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. And as I've said before, you might have an image of yourself in a very safe, protected situation, moment. May I be happy and content. And if happy is a hard word or one that isn't so available, may I just be content and have well-being. Just wish that for yourself. May I be healthy and strong to whatever extent possible. Healthy and have an inner strength and vitality. May I live with ease. That is a stress-free quality inside. May I be safe. May I be happy, content. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Take a few moments, I'll be quiet, and whether you use these phrases or other words or no words at all, just send yourself some thoughts of well-wishing, just being kind to yourself. Allowing your experience to be however it is, whatever is here now is okay. Hold it with kindness. Now, for a few moments, you can bring to mind either a benefactor or a dear friend, someone who makes you smile, and send some loving thoughts to them. And you might find using their name helps to connect. May you be safe, Jane. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you feel my love for you. And again, I'll be quiet for a few moments, and you just send these thoughts or this spirit to this being in whatever way works for you, helps you connect. allowing whatever your experience is to be just the way it is, just a thought of well-wishing. Now we'll experiment with this neutral category. Bring to mind somebody who you are aware of, but not have any major heart connection or reaction. And if you can picture them, just get a sense of who they might be. Even if you don't know them so well, you might imagine them with their friends, or with their pet, with their children, perhaps having fun, perhaps dealing with their own challenges in life, and just like you wanting to be safe and be loved and express their caring, just like you. And let your heart feel that connection and just send them some kind, warm thoughts of well-wishing, knowing that their own happiness will affect everybody else in their life. So may you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you, too, know real happiness and contentment. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And I'll be quiet now, and you can continue either sending them thoughts of loving kindness, or if you want to go back towards yourself or a dear friend, or just rest in the mindfulness practice with a kind heart until we end the period.